Earlier this year, NPR News invited young people to make podcasts about anything. Today, we have one of the finalists in the NPR Student Podcast Challenge. Three high school students in Washington, D.C. took on a problem that affects their community and the country. NPR's Sequoia Carrillo brings us their story.
Gun violence, the same epidemic that's had a tight hold on Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, for decades. In 2020 alone, there were 198 homicides, the majority stemming from gun violence.
This is Lost in Transformation by Janetta Harrison, Micaiah Hick, and Quinn Wells, students at Washington's famous Duke Ellington School of the Arts. They recorded and produced this podcast from their bedrooms this past school year and ended up as finalists in our Student Podcast Challenge.
On the other side of that violence are the family and friends of these victims. Darlene Hazel, a mother, Raquan Brown, a friend and son, and Jayla Frost, a daughter, share their stories of loss and transformation.
The students built their podcast around interviews with three people whose lives have been forever changed by this issue. First, Raquan Brown.
And so I've lost enough family members and friends to gun violence and only just kind of harbored the trauma that I felt like, all right, this time I got to do something different. You know, I also would walk down Florida Avenue on my way back home, uptown, and I would cry some nights because I was afraid that I wouldn't make it to college because I'd be killed.
And then they interviewed Jayla Frost, one of Janetta's friends.
It affected my family in different ways because my older brother, I feel like if my dad was still alive, then he would not be doing the things that he's doing now. And for my younger brother, he doesn't really have much of a father figure, I want to say.
And finally, Darlene Hazel, Micaiah's grandmother.
It's all for a cause and a purpose when things occur in life that you don't anticipate or expect to happen to you until it happened to you.
One thing this podcast doesn't showcase is the students themselves. They're vibrant and energetic and passionate, but they wanted to take a back seat when telling this story.
Ooh, it's hot in here.
You guys are hot.
They've all graduated now and haven't seen each other in months. So when I met with them at Duke Ellington School of the Arts to talk about their process, they also got to pick up their diplomas from the front office. We sat down in a back room with big windows and bright orange chairs. Micaiah and Janetta explained that they didn't want the story to be about them.
You know, it's always marginalized. Okay, violence happens in this place. It must be it must be for a reason. But no, it's deeper than that. Like, these are actual people at the end of the day. And we wanted to put an emphasis on that fact.
Their teacher, Tom Woodward, told them to choose anything they care about and make a podcast. After some deliberation, they picked an issue close to home.
Gun violence was always something I was kind of around when I was younger. You know, in the neighborhoods I grew up in, family, especially in family.
This crisis, Micaiah has seen it firsthand when her uncle was killed several years ago.
So he was always, you know, his picture is everywhere. He's always, you know, we go visit his grave every birthday. But, well, especially with regards to my grandmother, you know, that was her youngest son. It's a bit of a touchy subject.
Working on this podcast was the first time Micaiah and her grandmother had sat down and talked about her uncle's death.
She definitely talked about it all. It was very eye-opening, personally.
Janetta, Micaiah, and Quinn wanted to elevate victims' stories, but also talk about how these people dealt with the loss and kept going.
When we were putting the podcast together, we didn't only want to talk about the bad stuff. So that's why I think we chose transformation, because like, you have a loss, but because of this loss, you have transformed to a better person or have a better view on life because of what you experienced.
All three students are headed to college in the fall and hope the lessons they learned from the people in their podcast will help them handle loss and challenges in their own lives. Sequoia Carrillo, NPR News.